الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Respected brothers, sisters in Islam, firstly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again for granting us to meet on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah inshaAllah. We ask Allah to accept our sitting in this masjid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our ibadah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Before I introduce our respected guest, inshallah, let us try and fill the masjid from the front. Inshallah, so our honorable and respected guest today is no stranger to our community, alhamdulillah. I remember growing up, we stayed about 100 kilometers out of Cape Town, and whenever Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel used to come, or there was news that he will be in town, I remember my father used to make a big fuss about it. And is indeed something to make a big fuss about. That one of the senior ulama of Cape Town is visiting. And everyone was excited, alhamdulillah. And today we are honored in the same way that Sheikh is visiting us, inshallah. And Sheikh will be addressing us today. As Sheikh is the imam of Masjid al-Rabi in Mitchell's Plain over 30 years, Sheikh has mentioned to us. Sheikh is also the former president of the MGC and the Ulama Council of South Africa. So Sheikh is, alhamdulillah, serving the Ummah. And we make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Sheikh a long life filled with barakah and khair. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Sheikh to be from the honorable people in this dunya and in the akhirah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So without further ado, we call upon Sheikh Ibrahim Gables, inshallah, for the mashkur.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Our honorable and dear colleague and friend Sheikh Shamil, all our honorable ulama, all our beloved mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and honorable youth, I greet you with universal greetings of love and peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest favor, and that is that Allah has chosen us and selected us to be part of the Ummah of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not Muslimin by chance or by luck. Huwa jatabakum. Allah says, He, Allah, is the one that has chosen you. Alhamdulillah. Wa nashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. So that is why we are the people that announce to the whole world that we testify that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we also testify that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final and the greatest messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qa'il, the one that said, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. And believe it or not, the people first in line to enter the Jannah through the Shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are those Muslimin who have put the most salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that will be my first advice to your honorable self today. Increase your salawat of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine the day of Qiyamah, you will be called to the front, your name and your father's name. And you will ask, why am I called to the front? It will be said unto you, because you were one of the people that have put the most salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala hadha nabihi al-kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put salawat and salam and barakah on our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the brothers of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, of the Anbiya and Mursaleen and all their families and friends. Wa ahsan Allah khitami wa khitamakum wa khitam al-Muslimin. We also ask Allah to grant me and your honorable selves and each and every Muslim the most beautiful ending of this world. And may Allah raise us the day of Qiyamah under the banner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's once again a great honor for me to be here at Masjid Taqwa. My heart is definitely connected not only to the Masjid of Taqwa, but also to the people of Masjid Taqwa. And I want to express my joy to see that the community have made this masjid so beautiful. Inna Allah Jamil Yuhibbul Jamal. Allah is beautiful and Allah loves beauty. And especially when we beautify the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this masjid, it's a very important masjid for the community. Why? Because whenever you come to this masjid, you must make that dua, oh Allah, I'm going now to Masjid Taqwa. Grant me to be of the people of Taqwa. Because people of Taqwa, they are the most successful people. You know, this masjid, the name of this masjid is very close to what Allah says in Quran. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. The only two words between is ussisa ala, but masjidu taqwa. Subhanallah. So may Allah grant the people of this masjid to be the people of taqwa, and they are called the muttaqeen. The muttaqeen. So every day when you make sujood in this masjid, when you finish with your subhanahu rabbil a'la wa bihamdi, before you raise your head, you say, Allahumma ja'alni minal muttaqeen. Remember that, please. Allahumma ja'alni. Allah ma'afu mayfani mensa wa taqwa. Allahumma ja'alni minal. Every time when you raise up, in every sujood, fard salah and sunnah salah, Allahumma ja'alni minal muttaqeen. Amin. Amin ya rabbal alameen. Amma ba'atha ibadallah. After that, O beloved servants of Allah, ittaqullah mastata'atum. Be conscious of Allah. Have taqwa as much as possible. وَأَطِيعُوا and be obedient to Allah. فَمَا أَسْعَدَكُمْ إِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ for indeed in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ فِي مُحْكَمِ تَنْزِيلِهِ and know well that Allah says in the whole Quran, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ صدق الله مولانا العظيم. May Allah increase our love for the Quran. فما أنتم مسلمين? Just imagine. Allah says to us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. This is Allah speaking. Those people who say, Allah is my Rabb, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا and then they take the right path, the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Subhanallah. What is istiqamah? It is continuous obedience to Allah. Continuous obedience to Allah. It is to stay on the straight path. The straight line is the closest line between two points. That is what we learn in the science of this world. And in the knowledge of the akhirah, of the year after, the straight path is the closest path to Jannah. In fact, the only path to Jannah. So Allah says, those people who say, Allah is my Rabb, and they continue to be obedient to Allah, what is going to happen? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ at the time of death, at the time when you are going to die and I'm going to die and I live on the straight path, Allah says, Allah will send malaika to us. Subhanallah. And Jamaat Muslimin, I just want to remind, this is a promise from Allah. And Allah, don't break Allah's promise ever. This is a promise. If you have lived that way, تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْمُ الْمَلَائِكَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. What will the malaika do? They will tell you, لَا تَخَافُوا. Don't fear. Don't worry. Don't fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And don't grieve. Don't be sad about you leaving your family. Because of your obedience, Allah will look after your children and your family. And listen to the following one. What the malaika is going to tell us. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And Allah has sent us to tell you, to give you the good news that you are going to Jannah. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. The Jannah that Allah has promised you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ. Allah says, we. And if Allah speaks like we, Allah has got the greatest and the most preferable right to speak like that. Sometimes the kings of the world, when they say something, he doesn't say, I have decided. You want to sound big and great, you will say, we have decided. So Allah is the King of Kings. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ. We are protectors and your overseers. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. When you live a beautiful life, don't worry, Allah will look after you. Allah will protect you. Allah will help you. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And in the آخِرَةِ. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا. And then Allah says, and for you, in the Jannah, مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever you desire, you will get in the Jannah. And whatever you request, you will receive in the Jannah. Allahu Akbar. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. Preparations from who? From Allah, the most forgiving, the most merciful. And listen to more good news, my dear ones. And more glad tidings from Allah, directly from Allah. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those people who have lived with taqwa. This is Masjid Taqwa. Those people who have lived with taqwa, they are going to be led to the Jannah. زُمَرًا. Different groups. That's the name of the surah. Zumar. Surah to Zumar. Because all people are not on the same level of taqwa. So the people with higher levels of taqwa, they are going to be in a higher darajat in Jannah. So in different ranks, they are going to be led to the Jannah. Hatta idha ja'uha, until they arrive at the Jannah. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبَوَابُهَا. And the doors of the Jannah will be wide open for them. وَقَالَ لَمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. And the malaika will tell them and greet them and welcome them. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be upon you. You've stayed on the straight path. You will continue. And please enter the Jannah and stay forever in the Jannah. My dear ones, listen to more glad tidings. And this time around, from our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi Muhammad said, "Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba." My whole ummah will be entering the Jannah. Illa man aba, except for those who refuse to go to Jannah. And then astonished, the Sahaba were astonished and they said, Ya Rasulullah, who will then refuse to go to Jannah? And the Nabi Muhammad answered and said, Man ata'ani dakhal Jannah, wa man asani faqad aba. Those who have obeyed me, they will enter the Jannah, and those who disobeyed me, they in reality have refused to go to Jannah. So once again, my dear ones, today's Jumu'ah is all about giving good news and to encourage everyone here in the masjid and everyone at home listening to the radio that you must also be carriers and conveyors of the good news and the glad tidings. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad said to us, to all of us, not only to the imams and the maulanas and the sheikhs, to everyone, Bashiru. وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. Give glad tidings to people. And don't chase them away from Allah. Ya salam. So don't. Jai is slecht. And jai zal nooit terechtkom nie. You evil. And if you don't change your life before 40, you will never come right. No. Don't chase people away from Allah. And don't be judgmental. Rather, نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم. Inform my slaves, those sinners. Inform them, I am the most of forgiving, the most merciful. Allahu Akbar. And rather tell them that Allah says in the Quran, كل عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Say to my slaves. This is a beautiful point that was made by Habib Ali Jifri. He says that Allah don't say to Rasulullah, say to the sinners, say to the criminals. No, Allah says, كل عباد. Say to my slaves. الذين They've done the work. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not give up hope of the help of Allah. My beloved ones, there are lots of people out there that have given up hope. But they are just waiting for us to tell. There are just two ahadith of Rasulullah alayhi wasallam that I want to share to you to convey to those people who have given up hope before I'm going to move to another part of today's Jumu'ah. And the first of the two ahadith is that the Nabi Muhammad said to us, before us, Rasulullah says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before us there was a person that killed 99 people. Can you imagine? You know, to kill one person, Allah says, a person that kills another person, he's Allah's and Allah's going to put him in Jahannam. That is how serious is to kill people. And Allah put in his heart to return to Allah. And he asked the community, the people, where can I go to a learned scholar that can guide me? And they guided him to a person that is not really a learned scholar. He gave the impression that he's a learned scholar. And when he came to that person, he said, did you kill 99 people? No, there's no tawbah, no repentance for you. So he was so disappointed. And he said, if that is the case, then I might as well complete that. I'm on 99. But look at the mercy of Allah. And Allah put again in his heart. And eventually he came to a learned. Allah is waiting for you to accept your repentance. But I'm going to give you advice. Don't stay in this place. For example, don't stay in Port Elizabeth because the people are going to remind every time, oh, there's a person who killed 100 people. And then maybe you're going to change again. So move. And he got in a severe pain. And because of the pain, he threw himself to the front. And he died, actually. It's a pain of death. And the malaika of adab, the malaika of punishment came down. And the malaika of rahmah said, no, he has returned to Allah. And Allah sent another malak, another angel to give judgment. And that from Port Elizabeth to his London, if he's closer, and if he's closer to his London, the malak. And when they measured, he was closer to his London. Just because that pain he received, and he threw himself to the front. And Allah will grant him Jannah. Allahu Akbar. The other example I want to make is that the Nabi Muhammad says that Allah is so happy. And that is what people need out there to hear. Allah is so happy. Made an example, the Nabi Muhammad said, a person went through the desert with his horse or his camel and with all his food stuff and drink stuff. And he came to an oasis. He slept for a half an hour, and when he woke, he saw that his transport, his camel or horse is gone. And he decided, There's no hope for me. I'm not going to live. I'm in the desert. And he went to lie down to die. And after a few minutes, he woke up and he saw the transport, the camel in front of him. And out of happiness, he said, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. When somebody who was a criminal, a sinner, a witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other part of today's khutbah is the fact that we are in a new year, 1443. And our beloved Nabi Muhammad said, Man istawaw yawmahu fahuwa maghbun. Whosoever's 2 days, 2 days are the same, then that person is a loser. Now what if 2 years are the same? So we need to improve. It's a new year. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad said in another hadith, Ni'matan maghbun nas as-sihhatu wal-farah. There are two great favors of Allah, of the countless favors that many people are very neglectful with. And that is the health and the free time. We need to make better use of our free time. So please allow me to direct your honorable selves and me first by asking the following question or questions. What are we going to do in this new year? Did we work out already what are we going to improve in this new year? It is now already the 25th of Muharram. So allow me to advise, make special time to sit down and to plan and to draw up a roster what we are exactly going to do. So that we do not stay stagnant or dormant. I'm a fond reader of a person named John C. Maxwell. He's a pastor from America. And we as Muslims, we learn from everybody. We're not hypocritical to say, no, we don't learn from Christians and Jews and from other people. We went to school, primary school, high school. Most of my teachers were non-Muslims. Our children go to university. Who are the teachers? No, we learn from everybody. So the point I want to make is John C. Maxwell, because he writes so much on leadership. That's why I'm a fond reader of his books. He says in one of his books, the worst thing for me is to stay stagnant, void from any improvement. Yes, salam. You know, it's another synonym for stagnant. Lifeless. Lifeless. It's almost like Rasulullah says, a person that remembers Allah is like a person that is alive, alive. And a person that don't remember is like a dead person. He's lifeless. So what must mean, my dear ones, Allah wants us to remember Him, Allah, in abundance. So let us do it. Let us start this year to remember Allah in abundance. Do yourself a big favor by taking your time and draw up a roster in how you're going to remember Allah consistently and in abundance. I just want to remind Jamaat Muslimin, and it is so important that we have Jumu'ah and we give reminders. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wa sabbihu bukratan wa ashiya. Oh, you believe, remember Allah and remember. So right when and how many times you are going to say the four most beloved words to Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah wallah. Don't miss out. Make sure. You drop, paste it there somewhere in your room, that this is the time after Fajr, after Maghrib, after Asr, I'm going to say 100 times, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Did you know that whenever you say Subhanallah, Allah plant for you a tree in the Jannah? And whenever you say Alhamdulillah, Allah plants you another tree in the Jannah. When you say La Nabi Ibrahim said to our beloved Nabi Muhammad والسلام, on the night of Mi'raj to convey to us, Ya Rasulullah, please give your Ummah my salam and tell them that the land of the Jannah is very fertile and that they must extend. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Also write down that you definitely going to say every morning and every evening, I'm just advising for the way forward, 100 times, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The reason why I use the word definitely, because the Nabi Muhammad says, any person that says 100 times, just the first of the two words, Subhanallah bihamdi, a person that says 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening, nobody, listen to what Rasulullah says, nobody will be better off and more richer than that person on the day of Qiyamah. Plan to increase your istighfar by basically just saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. I ask Allah forgiveness. I ask Allah for. Listen to what Rasulullah says. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارَ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيكٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. A person that consistently, what's the meaning of consistently? Once a week, once a month? No, every day. A person that consistently asks Allah forgiveness, Allah will remove all his worries and his concerns. And all his problems will Allah resolve. And Allah will give him sustenance, rizq. He won't be able to imagine where it comes from. Subhanallah. I quickly just want to tell you two stories. There are many stories about this. And I'm talking about Astaghfirullah. And I'm referring now to people that couldn't have children for years. For years. And they were told that Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Nuh, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Nabi Nuh told his people, ask Allah forgiveness. Ask. Say Astaghfirullah. Allah will send down the rain. And Allah will increase your wealth. So I'm just going to make two quick examples. Myself and my wife and my daughter Rabia, we went to people in Cape Town who went for Umrah. And while my wife and my daughter were sitting with another lady, she told him, Auntie Aisha, me and my husband, we struggled for years, more than 15 years, we couldn't have children. And somebody told us about istighfar. And wallahi, Alhamdulillah, Allah's granted us 2 daughters and a son. Listen to the other story. A sheikh, an alim from Makkah, in Hajj time, you know, we always speak in lectures. So after the lecture, a person from Kuwait, a Kuwaiti, he go to the sheikh, you spoke about istighfar now, let me tell you about the greatness of istighfar. It didn't help. We went to all the doctors in Europe, in the United States of America. It didn't work. And one day I was sitting in my car and I listened to this ayah and the alim explained that Allah will give you children because of istighfar, astaghfirullah. He said, Alhamdulillah, I told my wife, Ummu Muhammad, this is what we're going to do. And Allah granted us our first son. He said, after she gave birth and after the nifas, the blood of nifas, he said, Ummu Muhammad, again, istighfar, they start again. Second son. A daughter said, Ummu Muhammad, we're going to start. She said, Abu Muhammad, it's enough. There's a power of istighfar. Allahu Akbar. So, right, Muslimin, I know my time is running out. Please put on your roster your time that you're going to put salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I just want to share with you, I've got a very close friend in Cape Town. He said to me, Sheikh, my father, he used the time every night between Maghrib and Isha, that time dedicated to put salawat on Rasulullah. That is what we need to do. Then we know it is done. Otherwise, this year 1443 is going to come and go and we are still the same. And then please, please, work out how much time you're going to spend with the Quran. with the book of Allah. For example, you and your family, or you're in the masjid, or whatever, after Fajr, after Dhikrullah, read Surah Yasin. You know you finish with Surah Yasin every day, and we know the benefits. Time doesn't allow me. After Isha, you and your family read in mid after Salatul Isha, Surah Tabarak. Just imagine one of the benefits of Surah Tabarak. The Nabi Muhammad says, whosoever reads Surah Tabarak, Suratul Mulk, every night, Allah will definitely protect you from the punishment of the Qabr. And please also set aside special time to read the Quran with. Allow me to say, my dear ones, it is impossible that Allah could have revealed this Quran and we just read the Arabic and we don't understand. It is impossible. And you will see the difference. My beloved ones, wallahi, Allah wants us to grow closer and closer to Him. So make use of your time to come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you please try to imagine of being close to Allah? And just imagine the King of Kings, the greatest King, wants you to contact Him and speak to Him every day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King of Kings, wants you to ask Allah whatever you want. I had the opportunity to travel overseas, and twice or thrice we were put in a straight line to meet the King of Saudi Arabia and Morocco. And while you are standing, the protocol will come to you and say, brother, when you get there to the King, you just shake your hand and you just say, give a hal, and then you move on. You can't even spend 1 minute, two minutes and say, King, I'm from South Africa. No, no. You just move on. The King subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being close to Allah is one of the greatest achievements. But how do you expect to achieve one of the greatest achievements if you don't work towards it? On my recent visit to Tarim in Hadramaut in Yemen, where Imam Haddad is from, the Ratib al-Haddad that we make, Imam Haddad is from Tarim in Yemen. We were invited by one of the great leaders of today, Habib Umar, for lunch. And even the lunch was special and beneficial. It's all about learning and all about reminders. So while we're sitting, he says to, okay, read the hadith of Rasulullah. And the person read the hadith. This is the lunch. And then he asked somebody to read another kitab of the Salihin. And that caught my attention. And that person, young person, read that there was a woman, a Salih woman, every night she would ask her husband, are you in need of me? And if the husband says, no, it's fine, she would take wudu and she would make 600 raka'at sunnah salah. So later on, after the lunch, I had the honor to sit next to Habib Umar. I asked him, Ya Habib, was that referring to Rabi'at al-Adawiyah from Basra, from Iraq, one of the great saints and awliya of Allah? He said to me, no, Sheikh, they're not referring to Rabi'ah. Rabi'at al-Adawiyah, rahmatullah alayhi, used to make 1,000 raka'at every night. I'm not saying that we must make 1,000. We won't be able to make 1,000 rakat. But we can improve. We can, for example, do 4 rakats, 10 rakats, 20 rakats. We can spend more of our time at night time. Because one of the days we are gone. So what does it mean? In conclusion, let me quickly go to something else that we need to work on for this new year and the coming years. And that is our character and our attitudes. لا تنسى أبدا. Don't ever forget this hadith of Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام, that the Nabi Muhammad said, أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسن خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم. That the most complete and the most perfect of all believers in the world are those people with the best of character. Listen again. The most perfect and the most complete of all believers in Iman And those people were the best of character. The Nabi Muhammad said, the people closest to me in Jannah are those people who had the best of character. And at the end of the hadith, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِمْ, and the best amongst you, referring to the men, to the husbands, are those men who are the best to the woman that they are married to. We know that we are men. We know we are human beings. Sometimes we say ugly words to our wives. We become angry. But we need to work on it. We need to change our thoughts. Subhanallah. Remember this part again. The best attitude. These are wrong attitudes. The Nabi Muhammad also said, Jamaatul Muslimin, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Jamaatul Muslimin, wallahi, this hadith is very close to my heart. Just imagine, the Nabi Muhammad says, the real reason why Allah sent me to this world as the Prophet of Allah, as the Messenger of Allah, is to complete the best of character. So let us work on our character. Let us, you know, work on our attitudes. And the only person that can change your attitude and my attitudes, me, myself. If I'm a stubborn person, nobody will change stubbornness, only me. If I'm a person that becomes angry quickly, nobody. But I need to work on it. أيها الأحباء, توبوا إلى الله. My dear ones, let us make tawbah to Allah. And let us ask Allah forgiveness. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ, for indeed our beloved Nabi Muhammad said, كُلُّ بِنِ آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ خَطَّاءٍ تَوَبٌ. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings. But the best of them are those who return to Allah. Like you've heard, Mawlana Rushdin said that I'm Imam for 32 years. And for 32 years in the masjid that where I am, I end off with this hadith. And then I end off by saying, for those people who have been neglectful with the salah, that you are reminded by the salah, because if remember negligence with the salah, it's not people that don't make salah. No, Allah is referring to people that they make dhuhr in the time of asr, or they make dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha tonight. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah said in the Quran, a valley in the fire of Jahannam for those people who make salah. What about the people that don't even make salah? Or sometimes they make salah. You know, my beloved Ustaz Imam Ismail, mahallah fumi janda fakhin, he used to repeat this hadith. I didn't read this hadith in a book. I just by hearing him, مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ مُضِيعٌ لِلصَّلَاةِ لَمْ يَعْبَئِ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Whosoever leaves this world whilst he or she was neglectful of the salah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah don't want to see you. Allah don't want to speak to you. Allah's not even interested, says Rasulullah, in all your other good deeds. You could have gone for Hajj every year and given sadaqah millions, but because of your negligence of the salah, Allah don't want to see you. So all those in the masjid today and all listening on the radio, if you are those people who has been neglectful of the salah, make that niyyah today and the decision that from today on, you're not going to miss one salah. I end off with a piece of words. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Oh, you believe? Be conscious of Allah. And that it to 4th of September 2021, tomorrow, Allah coming to the day of Qiyamah, because as 4th of September 2021 is so near, likewise, the day of Qiyamah is also so near. Let this to all of us, let each and every person look into what you have prepared yourself for the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah says again, Wattaqullah, have taqwa. Inna Allah khabirun bimat. Indeed, Allah's khabir. Please remember this word. Khabir means well informed, well acquainted with whatever you do. So with these few words, may Allah subhanahu grant us to be of the muttaqeen. And may Allah grant that this year is going to be the best year, not only for us, but for the ummah at large. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
We say Jazakallah for Sheikh Ibrahim for the beautiful words of encouragement and advice as we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity and to grant us istiqamah, ameen, rabbil alameen. Next, inshallah, we call upon our chairman, Uncle Ihsan Khamildin, to deliver a few announcements, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته Respected شيوح أئمة جماعة المسلمين All praise and gratitude is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and blessings and salutations on his beloved Prophet Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم Today, I have two short but very important announcements to make. And the first is the retirement of Sheikh Shamil Pandey. Sheikh Shamil Pandey has officially decided to retire on the 1st of Muharram. And we thank Sheikh for the 25 years of dedicated service. We sincerely appreciate the knowledge, wisdom, and teaching Sheikh shared with us. Sheikh, we thank you for being an inspiration and for the priceless work you have done that will not be forgotten by the trustees or this community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a good umr, health, and quality time with your friends and your family, inshallah, ameen. We have arranged a farewell function for Sheikh Shamil on Saturday morning, but unfortunately, due to COVID, the number had to be limited. However, an online link has been created for community members to join live and express their well wishes. Secondly, I want to make the announcement of the new appointment, that is Sheikh Mukhtar Rabban. We are pleased to make this announcement because Sheikh Mukhtar comes with a wealth of knowledge, vision, and a passion for positive change. So on behalf of the trustees, the Taqwa Imamat, and the Musallis of Masjid al-Taqwa. We welcome you, Sheikh, aboard, and make dua that we will all work well with Sheikh, inshallah. Ameen. Sheikh Mukhtar's inauguration will take place after Dhuhr on Saturday, inshallah. And once again, we were limited regarding the number who can attend due to COVID, but there will also be a live broadcast on IFM, inshallah. The president of the MJC, Sheikh Irfan Abrams, is currently not well, so he unfortunately cannot join us in PE at this point in time, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. Ameen. Before I request Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels to read the letter from Sheikh Irfan, I would also like to take this opportunity to thank Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels and his colleagues for making the effort to come to Port Elizabeth and share this very important event with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spare the shuyukh for many years, inshallah, so that they may guide and share their knowledge and wisdom with us. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us unity and understanding for his pleasure. Jumu'ah Mubarak to one and all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Bismillah. Yeah, so met Muslimin, I just quickly going to read this letter from the MCC. Respected Imams, Masjid Committee, and Honorable Community of Port Elizabeth, I greet you all with universal greetings. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. It is my sincere hope that this message find you all in the best of health and Islamic spirit. Ameen. Today is indeed a momentous day for this wonderful community, a day I sincerely wanted to share with you all. However, due to ill health, I'm unfortunately not able to honor this important and beautiful invitation. I'm contented with the fact that my closest and dearest friend and former president of the MCC, Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, is in attendance to share this important day with you all on behalf of myself and your brothers and sisters at the Muslim Judicial Council. This occasion pays homage and tribute to a wonderful servant and son of the Port Elizabeth community, our honorable and beloved Sheikh Shamil Pandey, as well as the ushering in of a new era for Imamate for Masjid Taqwa with the appointment of Sheikh Mukhtar Rabban. We are indeed honored and privileged to have been invited to share these important moments with your honorable selves. The historic relationship between the MCC and Masjid Taqwa is, as well as its former Imam, Sheikh Jamil Jardin Rahmatullah Alayh, is a well documented, respected, and we celebrate this relationship. The Imam of a Masjid is a central figure in the lives of the community of Muslims he serves. He represents a proud heritage of Imams and Ulama who have served the Deen of Allah through history by educating, supporting, and spiritually uplifting the slaves of Allah. Sheikh Shamil, may Allah Almighty grant him a long life, as indeed played this role effectively and has dedicated a significant part of his life in service of the Deen of Allah and the community of Port Elizabeth. We also place on record the beautiful relationship the MCC enjoys with Sheikh Shamil and the level of respect and dignity displayed in our interactions with him. Sheikh Shamil never hesitated to assist when called upon by the MCC, and when called upon, always offered the best in brotherly help. In the hadith of our beloved Nabi Muhammad, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaks about those who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. One of them is a just Imam, Imamun Adil. May Allah bestow that great honor upon our honorable Sheikh, Sheikh Shamil. Ameen. Another category mentioned in the same hadith speaks about the person whose heart is attached to the masjid, the houses of Allah. Here the Imam also plays a huge role, him being the one who encourages the community to frequent and love the masjid. May our beloved Sheikh receive the greatest reward from Almighty Allah for the noble work he has done. May Allah reward Sheikh Shamil for his service and bless his future endeavors. Ameen. The appointment of an Imam who will serve the community is indeed a great undertaking and a necessary one. A community such as this has indeed witnessed great leadership, the like of Sheikh Jamil Jardin Rahmatullah Alayhi, and those who came before him, not to mention our own beloved Sheikh Shamil and the dedicated Imams who assist with Imamah duties. The appointment of a new Imam is the beginning of a new chapter for this masjid and this community, and the new Imam will need the support of the community and the Imams of this community. We wish our Honorable Sheikh Mukhtar Rabban the very best in his position as the Imam of Masjid Taqwa. We encourage him to draw inspiration from the Imams who came before him, and we request of the community to embrace him and support him as he embarks on this journey with him. May the spirit of unity and cooperation from all sectors of the community be the vehicle that drives this community to achieve its goals. Sheikh Mukhtar is a member of the MCC and one of the bright minds in our fraternity, whom we are confident will deliver a great service with the help of those around him to this community. May the guidance of Almighty Allah always be with him, and may he contribute positively to the holistic development of this community. Ameen. My message, albeit short, is a sincere expression of my appreciation to the community of Port Elizabeth, who has honored the Imam, who has served them with distinction, and will now welcome one of their sons to continue where Sheikh Shamil has left off. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful display of honor and respect always be a trademark of this community. And may Allah bless all your future endeavors. Ameen. Fi amanillah. May you always be under protection of Almighty Allah. Sheikh Irfan Abrams, president of the MCC. Jazakumullah khairan.
أشهد رسول الله حي حي على الفلاح الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله ولا نعبد إلا إياه والشكر لله ولا يستحق أحد سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله القائل أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى إخوانه الأنبياء والمرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل أجمعين وأحسن الله ختامي وختامكم وختام المسلمين وحشر الجميع تحت لواء سيد المرسلين أما بعد فعباد الله اتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوا فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم واعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قالوا ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أيها الأحباء توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه فإن رسولكم قال كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطاء إن التوابون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنذر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله استغفر الله أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد يا عباد الله، إن الدنيا دار ممر وإن الآخرة دار مقر، فخذوا من ممركم لمقركم ولا تهتكوا أستاركم عندما يعلم أسراركم، واعلموا أنكم ستموتون كما تنامون وتبعثون كما تستيقظون، ولتجزون بإحسان إحسانا وبسوء سوءا، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. ألا وصلوا على البشير النذير، فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتاب العزيز، فقال عز من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن سائر أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا باسمك الأعظم أن تحفظ المسجد الأقصى، وأن تنصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي يمن وفي أفغانستان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعم زدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، سيدنا محمد رسول الله، استغفروه يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر الله الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأعطانا وغفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. What was mean, Sheikh Mukhtar is also reminded me and asked me to make special dua for a great colleague, Imam Hashim Sali, who passed on last night. And he was very close to the students that study in Medina, including Sheikh Mukhtar, and even those who came to Port Elizabeth last night. So when they arrived in Port Elizabeth, they heard about Imam Hashim. They wanted to return to Cape Town. That is how close they were, and the families told them, no, it's fine. Imam Hashim would have loved you to stay where you are and carry out your duties. He was also at the time the president of Sawuk. We make dua, may Allah grant nur in his qabr, may Allah grant him jannat in firdaus. Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir lahu wa arhamu wa askinu fil jannah, wa tajawazan sayyiyati wa akhshiru ya Allah, ma'an nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhadai wa salihin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا واغفر لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.